The Bush administration is escalating its effort to locate hard-to-find terrorist leaders. And as news analyst Daniel Shore points out, the subject of assassination is back in the news.
The New York Times reports that the Bush administration has given the CIA a hit list of terrorist leaders. And Seymour Hersh reports in the New Yorker magazine that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, in internal memos, has discussed the killing of selected individual terrorists. The American government seems to be back in the controversial business of assassination, or maybe it never left. Still formally in effect is the executive order that President Ford first signed in February 1976 after Senate disclosure of 6 attempts to murder Fidel Castro and plans in various stages for the killing of other left-wing leaders in the Third World, including the Congo's Lumumba, Haiti's Duvalier, Indonesia's Sukarno, and the Dominican Republic's Trujillo. No one working for the United States, the executive order said, shall engage in or conspire to engage in assassination. But over the years, the categoric ban has been diluted by interpretations that allowed for the killing of a foreign leader as the consequence of a military action or if the leader was engaged in anti-American terrorism. And in 1998, President Clinton, after a failed attempt to kill Osama bin Laden in a missile attack on Afghanistan, signed an executive order authorizing the use of lethal force against al-Qaeda. Now, according to the Times, the Bush administration has compiled a list of about 24 terrorist leaders whom the CIA is authorized to kill. And the president has signed a finding providing authority for the covert action as required by law. The administration's position is that as enemy combatants, these terrorists are not subject to the order banning assassination. When it comes to assassination, the situation has changed since September 11th. Unlike foreign leaders targeted by American presidents like Castro, Panama's Noriega, Libya's Gaddafi, and Iraq's Saddam Hussein, today's terrorists have no fixed addresses and it's more difficult to track them down. The technology of assassination has advanced. Satellite imaging and NSA eavesdropping are of some help in tracking down targeted individuals. And the unmanned Predator aircraft carrying Hellfire missiles provides an updated way of killing without risk to the killers. That was how a top al-Qaeda leader was killed early last month while driving through a bleak stretch of desert in Yemen. 5 other men in the car were also killed in the missile strike. The modern mode of assassination from afar tends to create collateral targets. But neither the White House nor the CIA will discuss the presidential license to kill. This is Daniel Shore.